Israel is facing a growing water crisis. The Sea of Galilee, which is really a freshwater lake, is one of Israel's major water sources, and its water level is lower than it's been in years. There are fears that the situation could get worse. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Water expert Svi Ortenberg shades his eyes as he looks out at the southern tip of the Sea of Galilee, called the Kinneret in Hebrew. He's standing in a thicket of weeds that until a few years ago marked the shoreline. But today, the blue water shimmers in the distance more than 400 yards away.
And I see the lake every day, every morning when I get up. I see the lake for my window in my room. And from day to day, you cannot see the difference, but from week to week or from month to month, you see it lower and lower. And you remember the nice days when the Kinneret was full and blue and fine. Of course, you miss it. You miss it.
In the past 4 years, the water level of the Galilee has dropped almost 20 feet. That's bad news because Israel is dependent on the lake for about a third of its annual water consumption. The National Water Commission has responded to the crisis by lowering what's called the red line, the level the Sea of Galilee is allowed to reach before pumping stops. Ortenberg says the decision could provoke negative environmental repercussions, but he says Israel had little choice. The shrinking Galilee is only one problem. Experts say the real reason for the water crisis is that Israel simply uses too much water, both for domestic consumption and for water-guzzling crops such as citrus. Last year, the Water Commission decreased the amount of water made available for agriculture by a third, and some farmers have since abandoned water-intensive crops. Israel's other two major water sources, the coastal aquifer in the Tel Aviv area and the mountain aquifer that runs underneath the Israeli-occupied West Bank, are also at record low levels. Salinity in the coastal aquifer has increased sharply, and experts say the water won't be drinkable in just a few years. Doron Markle of the Israeli Water Commission says the immediate cause of the water crisis was several years of drought in the 1990s. But he says planners should have foreseen the problem and investigated alternative sources much earlier.
Things started to move back in 1999, but that was a year of change, I believe. But still, things moving too slow. And now we're in the year 2002, and we still don't have any drop of desalinate water.
Markel says three water desalinization plants are planned, one of which is already under construction. Israel has also been negotiating to import water from Turkey aboard tanker ships, an expensive solution that Israelis say may be necessary, at least temporarily. Water experts are also hoping for some more old-fashioned help. The Israeli rainy season is due to start, and estimates are for a year of more than average rain. A few wet years, say the experts, could stave off the crisis, at least for the moment. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Tiberias on the Sea of Galilee.